Good morning, everybody. I have three B's for you today, all right? Be still, be brave, be focused. I think this is what our Lord, among other things, is inviting us to in our readings today. Be still, that first one. Isn't it beautiful in the first reading? You think about what poor Elijah was going through. He was on Mount Horeb, and remember, this is just after that famous episode where Elijah did contest with the prophets of Baal. There were 450 of them, and Elijah was way outnumbered, and that beautiful episode where all 450 false gods were revealed as false gods, and the true God was made known to all. And the loyal followers of the false prophets, especially Jezebel, remember her? She was after him. And so Elijah is running around and just being pursued. And you can imagine he's out of breath and he's just going through it. Maybe we've all had a little chaos in our life from time to time. His was probably more than we could ever imagine. And the Lord says to him, in our first reading we heard it, take a moment, and in the silence, Elijah hears the voice of God. He hears the whisper of the Lord. And he realizes that, gosh, God wasn't in the big earthquake. He wasn't in the big thunder and in the big fire and all these big winds and things. He was in the still small voice. He was in the whisper. We need silence. Even Jesus gives us the perfect example of it in our gospel today, because he is around, all of his disciples are gathered around him, and it starts out by saying that Jesus made them get into a boat. He was probably, leave me alone, you know, at least for a moment, you know. And then he climbs up a mountain by himself to pray. And he goes into the silence. Folks, we need it. We need silence. This is, I think, part of the genius and the wisdom of Pope John Paul II, who prayed at a Eucharistic Congress that every Catholic parish would have a perpetual adoration chapel. Why did he? Because he knows. He knew the importance of us spending quiet time face to face with God, listening to him in the silence. There's so much noise all of the time in our life. And our Lord is inviting us to be still. Psalm 42, verse 10, be still and know that I am God. A little bit of silence in a day is beautiful. And so I highly encourage that. The second thing, be brave. You know, Peter gets a bad rap, oh, you of little faith, you know, because he falls down into the water, all these things. But on the other side of that, Peter was the one that actually got out of the boat. The other disciples just sat there in the boat, and they probably thought Peter was crazy. Sometimes when you take a leap of faith, people think you're a little cuckoo. And that's okay, because if you're taking a leap of faith, it doesn't make sense to the world. But to a person of faith, it's like, well, of course. Listen to this. This is from Father Jacques Philippe. He's a French priest, very holy man. He wrote this. We did a book study on this a few years ago, Searching for and Maintaining Peace. Listen to this. This is on page 28. We cannot experience the power and support from God unless we give him the necessary space in which he can work. I would like to make a comparison. As long as a person who must jump with a parachute does not jump out into the void, he cannot feel the power of the parachute to support him, because the parachute has not yet had the chance to open. One must first jump, and it is only later that one feels carried. And so it is in the spiritual life. Many do not believe in the power and providence of God because they have never experienced it or realized it. They've never experienced or realized it because they've never jumped into the void and taken a leap of faith. They have never given God the possibility to intervene in their life. Instead, they try to calculate everything, anticipate everything. They seek to resolve everything by counting on themselves instead of counting on God. The founders of religious orders proceeded with great audacity and faith. They bought houses without having a penny, built schools without being able to afford them. They received the poor, although they had nothing to feed them with. And then God performed the miracles for them. The checks arrived, the granaries were filled. But too often, generations later, everything is planned and calculated to death. Now, isn't that something? We who believe in Jesus, we who convivere with him, who do life with him, we who are filled, as Romans 8 says, with the same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead, we are invited, like Peter, to step out on the water, to make leaps of faith when we believe God calling us to do something. And that's the peace, is to pray with the Lord, like, give me your orders. What do you want? And then when we sense what he wants, no matter how hard it might be, we take the step. And it may be that there's 11 other people on the boat thinking that we're a bunch of Looney Tunes. But we do it. Because if we're filled with Jesus, if we're faithful to him, the impossible becomes possible. This is powerful. And I just have to say, thanks God that we at St. Joe are making a total leap of faith in our campaign and our project and our master plan. What we're doing is beautiful. What we're allowing God to do through it. Now, we've made calculations and all these things, but it's a step of faith. It's saying, Lord, this is big, what you want of us, but we're in. We're not afraid to get off of the boat. And so many people live in fear to get off of the boat. And they sense the Lord wanting something for, oh, but, you know, it's just safer here. But the saints never did what was safe and easy. They did what was hard and difficult. And they didn't do it alone. And maybe they didn't do it perfectly. Of course they didn't. Neither do we. And we will fall sometimes. Like Peter, we'll fall in. But when we do, we call on him. Because you can't save yourself. I can't save myself. We need him. And he, Lord, says Peter, save me. Save me. And then Jesus immediately, the word immediately, stretches out his hand and catches Peter. And that's what he does for us. When you take a leap of faith, maybe you won't do it perfectly. Maybe hard stuff will happen. But guess who's never going to abandon you? He promised us that he wouldn't. Is our Jesus will never abandon us. He will always be there to catch us whenever we need. But we do our part. And our part is to be brave. Step out onto the Monsignor. My pastor, when I was a brand new priest, Monsignor Schwarzkopf, he always preached that people wait way too long to get married and they wait way too long to have kids. He says, because we want to calculate. We want to make sure. That's not the stuff of the disciple. We take it in faith. All right? We be still, we be brave, last but not least, we be focused. We focus, we got to be focused on the Lord all the time. And here's the thing, is that when Peter stopped focusing on Jesus is when he starts to sink. So it is with us in the spiritual life and in the life. When we stop focusing on the Lord, we begin to fall into what? Into anxieties, into fears, into overthinking, into our own little cobwebs and quagmires. But when we stay focused on Jesus, guess what? We will walk on water all the way to heaven. Could you imagine? And this is our faith. So let's ask the Lord the grace to be still, to be brave, and to be focused on Jesus and the kingdom of heaven that is only possible in Him. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.